What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Psych Athletes Podcast. I'm super excited about this new year, and I thought it was only right to start it off by talking about setting goals and building habits to unlock our peak potential in 2022. I've talked a lot about goals and habits before, but since we have so many new listeners and our podcast is going so fast, I wanted to give everybody a good refresher, especially for those who haven't, you know, heard me talk about setting goals before or building habits. Okay, this stuff is crucial for your long-term goals, for your well-being, for your confidence, and your performance, okay? And before I begin, I want to say happy holidays. I want to say Merry Christmas, you know, happy Hanukkah if that's what you celebrate, and happy New Year, okay? I hope everybody got a chance to recharge, to refresh themselves, because, you know, as athletes, we're stressed. We're stressed people, okay? We always want to get better. We always want to perform, and the holidays are a good time to gain a little bit of perspective, to kind of realize the game isn't so important, right? That we have friends, we have family, we have a life outside of sports, and I think that's crucial to understand. So yeah, I hope everybody got a chance to spend some time with friends and family. I know I did. Unfortunately, I did get COVID. I know it's spreading like wildfire right now. Everybody and their mom has it. All my friends have it. You know, some of my family members have it. So I just want to remind you guys to practice good, you know, safe behavior, wear a mask, wash your hands, all that good stuff, because, you know, that's just the time we're living in right now, and it sucks. It's unfortunate, but we've just got to deal with it. Okay. But yeah, we're going to be talking about setting goals and building habits. And I know you guys have, because I know everybody that listens to this podcast is a really motivated individual, and I know you guys probably have set goals already and, you know, set some habits that you want to adopt for yourself in this new year, okay? And I think that's great. You're already a step ahead, but if you haven't, that's okay too. But I just want to give you guys this outline process, okay? This roadmap, how to properly set your goals, okay? So you can kind of build confidence and make progress each and every single day, because setting and achieving goals is something so inherently powerful about doing it, about writing them down, about making progress each and every day, and that fulfilling feeling that you get when you finally do achieve that goal. It does wonders for your well-being. It does wonders for your confidence, okay? And it's going to do wonders for your sports career and in life as a whole, all right? So that's what we're going to be talking about today, okay? I'm going to give you guys the 7 golden rules of goal setting. I'm going to teach you guys how to make an action plan and how to build daily goals around that main overarching goal, okay? And, you know, make progress towards that goal each and every day. Because whenever it was a new year, I always set these goals for myself, okay? And I'd be like so motivated at the beginning, and I'd be like, okay, let's go, let's ready to go. And I kind of aimlessly like run and attack my workouts and my lifts and, you know, my practices and hitting and all that stuff. But I didn't have this specific plan. I didn't have this roadmap, this outline process that I was sure that would get me to where I wanted to go. So that's what I'm going to kind of give to you guys today. And I'm going to read from my goal setting workbook, pretty much straight out of the goal setting workbook, because it's my number one resource that I like to give athletes that, you know, kind of are lost in the grind, I guess, and who are struggling to find, you know, to make progress, make headway each and every day to build confidence. Okay, because not only is goal setting great for giving you that outline process, it's great for kind of adopting this self-image, okay, this identity, okay, and build confidence each and every day. All right, by setting goals, we kind of get a roadmap of where we are, where we're heading, and what's the right way to get there. Okay, it's a plan that holds us in perspective. The more effectively we make the plan, the more specific that we make it, the better are our chances of achieving what we aim to do. So again, if you guys have made goals and set New Year's resolutions and made some habits for yourself already, that's great. I just want to give you guys a more specific outline process that will get you to where you want to go each and every day. Goals, they play a dominant role in shaping the way we see ourselves psychologically, okay? A person who is focused and goal-oriented is likely to have a more positive approach towards life and perceive failures as temporary setbacks rather than personal shortcomings, okay? Whenever we see, like, and we think about a goal, say our goal is to play professional sports, okay? And it seems so far away, right? It seems like we're looking up a mountain, like up at Mount Everest, and, you know, playing professional sports is all the way at the top. Okay, but when we set goals and when we make progress towards those goals, it almost feels like that playing in the in playing professional sports, you know, or whatever your goal might be, it almost seems like it's coming closer. It's getting closer to us when we're making progress each and every day. And that's so powerful for our confidence, for our motivation, and our well-being. Okay, setting goals is the first step from turning the invisible to the visible, the impossible to the possible. Okay, all great athletes set goals. All successful people in life and in sports set goals. Studies have shown that when we train our mind to kind of think about what we want in life and work towards reaching it, the brain automatically rewires itself to acquire the ideal self-image and makes it an essential part of our identity. Okay, it's a lot like visualization. When we're visualizing what we want out of life each and every day, our subconscious is working on the background, nudging us in the right direction until we achieve that goal. Okay, if we achieve the goal, we achieve fulfillment. If we make progress, we make progress. And if we don't, our brain keeps nudging us until we achieve it. That's kind of how mindfulness, you know, training works, how visualization, how goal setting works. Our brain, our subconscious keeps nudging us in the right direction when we have this outline process where we when we know where we want to go, okay, and we know how to get there. All right, our subconscious is always working in the background. So there's seven golden rules of goal setting, and I'm going to go through them right now. It's a little acronym. It's called SMARTER, S-M-A-R-T-E-R. All right, the first one is specific. S is specific. M, measurable. A, accountability. R, realistic. T, time limited. E, exciting. R, recorded. SMARTER. Good acronym. I know. Good job, Ryan. I know. So the first one. Specific, and these, and again, if you guys have already made your goals, great, but I kind of want you guys to maybe, you know, edit them a little bit so they kind of align with this philosophy that I'm going to be teaching you guys right now, because it's so important to make our goals in a specific way. Okay, there's a specific way that you can make them to give you that outline process, to give you that roadmap. All right, so the number one rule, specific, S, specific. Our goals should be super specific in terms of what we want to accomplish. Okay, setting broad goals is harder to measure in progress and doesn't quite exactly establish a roadmap or a sort of regimen we need to follow in order to achieve that goal. Okay, so instead of saying you want to become a better shooter in basketball, we don't want to say we want to become a better shooter. Okay, there's nothing really specific in that. There's nothing measurable in that. Okay, we want to say something more along the lines of, I want to raise my shooting percentage from 35% to 40% this season. Okay, that is specific. Okay, and also means you're gonna become a better shooter. Okay, these types of goals are specific and tell you exactly what you need to do. The more specific you can make it, the easier it will be to zero in on what it's going to take. Okay, and I apologize, guys, if my voice sounds a little hoarse. It's because I'm still recovering, obviously. So if that's bothering you, I'm sorry, but I am recovering. I do feel a lot better though, okay? It didn't last too long, but yeah. M. Second rule, measurable. We want our goals to be measurable. Like I said above, if your goal is to become, say, a faster swimmer, we don't want our goal to, say, become a faster swimmer. There's not really an outlined benchmark in that or accomplishment in that. You know, we need a goal that kind of provides a reference point in terms of measuring our progress. So if we say I will be able to swim the 100-yard freestyle in under 1 minute and 30 seconds, we can specifically measure our progress in terms of reaching that goal. Okay, and with goal setting, the key thing is that where my philosophy kind of differs from others, when we set goals, I want us more focused on the progress that we make towards those goals. Okay, I want us to have more of a progress-oriented mindset rather than a results-oriented mindset. Because if we say we want, at the beginning of the year, we say we want a certain thing to happen and we're not really on our way, or we're not making the progress that we think, we, as perfectionists and as athletes, we tend to let our confidence and self-esteem and our motivation take a hit. Okay, so rather than thinking about the results, okay, I want you to think about the progress that you're making towards achieving those goals. Okay, progress over results any day of the week, guys. Rule number three, accountability. Okay, we have to set our own goals. Okay, self-explanatory. We, by nature, us athletes are less inclined or less incentivized to pursue goals set by like parents, coaches, or like peers. Okay. Your mom shouldn't be saying, yeah, you need to go and you need to get a scholarship this year. Okay, and then you're like, Mom, shut up. And then you're not really motivated by that. You're not really motivated by what other people want you to do. As athletes, we are our own best coach. And we know what we need to do in order to achieve what we want out of our sport, okay? When you set goals that you believe deeply in, they will be woven into the very fabric of your motivation, of your self-identity, of your image, okay? And you almost have no choice about whether or not you strive for them, okay? When they're woven so deeply into who you are, okay, we have no choice, is what I'm saying. Hold yourself accountable. Set your own goals, okay? Rule number four, realistic. And I hate saying this word. I hate the word realistic, but when it comes to goal setting, it might not be what you think it means, okay? We need to set goals realistic in terms of the time in which we think it will take to accomplish them. That's what I mean. There's nothing more detrimental to an athlete's confidence or motivation than not fulfilling an unrealistic goal in a short amount of time. When I was a senior in high school and I was playing and I was going into my last year, I hit a home run in the summer. So I'm like, okay, I need to hit 5 home runs this season in order to play collegiate baseball. And that was so bad for me because it's not only it wasn't unrealistic for me. I'm a smaller guy. I'm not a huge giant, like 6'5", like home run hitter, right? That's not the kind of player that I was, but I set this kind of unrealistic expectation for myself. So when it was in the season and I wasn't really making progress towards that goal, my self-esteem and my confidence and my motivation just dwindled because I was a perfectionist. I set these unrealistic expectations. And as we know, expectations, guys, external factors, they're the death of athletes. Having expectations, it just builds pressure. Okay, it causes us to tense up. That's not what we want. We want to set realistic goals in terms of, you know, the time frame. Okay, I was a huge victim of this unrealistic mentality. For example, a 100-meter sprinter can't say that, like, by next Tuesday, I will be able to run a 9.5-second 100-meter if their current time is, like, 10.5 seconds. That's so unfeasible. That's a huge jump. And a lot of times, athletes set these types of goals and get discouraged, and their confidence takes a hit when they don't accomplish them or they don't make the, you know, the progress that they want. A realistic timeline for this example might be, like, 2 months from today, I will be able to run a 9.5-second 100-meter. Okay, same thing goes for other sports. You can't say this season I'm going to shoot 40% from three if we are a career like 25-30% shooter. Okay, that's really hard to do, and that takes a huge, huge jump. We want to set realistic goals. Rule number five, they have to be time limited. Okay, we need to set a deadline or a certain amount of time that it will take to achieve this goal. This ties back into the measurable aspect of goal setting and being realistic, right? Having a time limit kind of allows us to train, you know, focus solely on achieving that goal by that deadline, and your work will be cut out for you. Okay, by setting a deadline, you're going to be highly incentivized and motivated to pursue this goal and measure your progress over this time period. Okay, time limited. All right, this is getting really wordy. God, I'm gonna catch my breath. It's been like 3 weeks since I think I've recorded the last episode. So got to shake a little bit of the rust off. It's just like, you know, going to work out. All right, you know, you're going to be a little rusty, you know. Rule number six, exciting. Okay, we want to set goals that excite us. We want to set goals where we can look at them and be like, wow, if I can do that, I will be one of the best players on my team, or I'll be able to play at the next level if I can do that. Okay, if we can set goals that inspire us or excite us, we are that much more motivated to achieve them and become a better athlete. Okay, we can't set like boring or uninspiring goals for ourselves, because where then would we be motivated, right? We wouldn't even want to achieve that. That's why our goals have to be exciting. Okay, the last rule, rule number seven, recorded. Okay, you're more likely to stay committed to the pursuit of your goals when you write them down. Okay, not just type them into your phone or computer than if you just like think about them. Okay, the physical act of writing goals down appears to somehow imprint them more deeply into our psyche, into our mental. Okay, writing them down also seems to make the goals more tangible and more real. The explicitness of writing down your goals seems to create a greater sense of ownership, right? That makes you feel more compelled, okay, connected to these goals, to strive towards them. All right, so those are the 7 golden rules of goal setting. They are available in the goal setting workbook, again, because that is my favorite resources to give to athletes, not only just to set and achieve and make progress towards goals, but also for building confidence, motivation, all that good stuff. If you guys want the goal setting workbook, again, just DM me on Instagram, message me on Facebook, message me in the Discord server, and I will get it to you right away, free, no questions asked. It's really nice. Everyone loves it. I think I've given it out like over like 50 to 100 times. It's kind of getting ridiculous at this point. I should probably sell it for like 20 bucks. But, you know, good for you guys. But just some additional notes when it comes to setting our goals. Again, we want to focus on our progress. Okay, measuring your progress and the pursuit of your goals is crucial. If we just focus on kind of how far away we are from our goals, okay, we can't build any confidence in that. We need to build our confidence kind of based on how much better we got on a daily or a weekly basis. Focusing on how much better we are getting each and every day, okay, by pursuing our goals each and every day is a lot more powerful than focusing on how far away we are from our goal and the results. We need to have a progress-oriented mindset rather than a results-oriented mindset, all right? Another few notes that you guys should probably know before you set your goals. You want to review them regularly. This means always recording your progress, tracking it, and analyzing it. Don't be afraid to make changes to your goals as well. This is not an exact science. Okay, so feel free to adjust your goals based on the progress you're making. Go over them with friends, family, and coaches, you know, to gather some outside input and develop a reward system. Okay, we're more likely to complete our daily goals and be more motivated if we reward ourselves, you know, upon completion. All right, so now I'm going to kind of get in, and honestly, I don't even need to be talking about this, but I'm just saying this for, you know, the people that don't have the goal setting workbook, because if you guys go grab it from me or message me for it, like, you're going to see all this stuff. And you'd be like, oh my God, he was reading just straight from it. But yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. But I'm going to tell you guys like the process, okay? The process in setting goals and narrowing them down into your daily goals, okay? Building daily goals around that overarching goal. So you know that each and every day you're working towards that main goal. So what you first need to do is set a main goal, okay? So say I'm going to use baseball as an example. Okay, and this is our main goal. Okay, get a scholarship to play collegiate baseball. That is our main goal for 2022. Okay, hypothetically. The first thing we're going to do is create an action plan. And what an action plan does is it gives you the exact steps that you need to take, that you know you need to take in order to get there. It gives you that process. It gives you that little formula. Okay, all right. And you're going to answer some questions on the goal setting workbook, assuming that you guys are going to download it. You know, why do I want to achieve this goal? Okay, because I am passionate about baseball and my dream has always been to make it to the next level. This is where the rewiring of your brain comes in, okay? Weaving it into your self-image, to your purpose, okay? To your person, to your identity, okay? So it becomes a part of you, okay? Why? Why do I want to get a scholarship to play collegiate baseball? Because I'm passionate about baseball and my dream has always been to make it to the next level. How? The how. Become a better player in all aspects of baseball, fielding, throwing, running, and hitting, okay? That's the how. And then you're gonna fill out action steps. And these are the action steps that you're going to use to build your daily goals. So when you go and write your daily goals, you're gonna look at your action steps and you're like, okay, I need to do this today. And you're gonna write it down and you're gonna complete it. That's how it all comes full circle. That's how you're gonna use your daily goals to work towards achieving your ultimate overarching goal each and every day. Okay, so the action steps, for example, to get a scholarship to play collegiate baseball, raise my fielding percentage from 700 to 900, raise my batting average from 230 to 330, increase my throwing velocity from 78 miles an hour to 85 miles an hour, decrease my 60-yard dash time from 7.3 seconds to 6.8 seconds. This is where the measurable comes in, okay? This is where you're going to track your progress, and you're going to be like, okay, these are the numbers that I need to hit in order to achieve what I want. All right, and on the action plan, there's a start date and there's a place for you to put your deadline. So again, make sure you guys are setting realistic timelines for yourself to achieve these goals. So that's your action plan, okay? Again, get the workbook from me. Just message me on Instagram, Facebook, Discord, whatever it might be, all right? And then your daily goals, you're gonna build your daily goals around each action step. So if my action step was like raise my fielding percentage from 700 to 900, today I'm going to field 100 fly balls and 100 ground balls. Your daily goals are connected to your action steps. Okay, guys, I'm sorry I'm using baseball as an example. I know it gets so tedious when I do that, but that's just the best way I know how to communicate it to you guys. I wish I was, you know, fluent in, you know, the lingo of other sports as well. I can do basketball pretty well, but, you know, that's kind of the extent. And it kind of sucks because every time, like, I talk about baseball, I just think of all the, like, the sports that people have come to me and told me that they play, like, grappling. Like, I had a classical musician come DM me one day, and that was awesome. I love how, you know, this stuff kind of applies to not just sports, but for anything related to performance in general. I've had some like cricket players, rugby players, just like these sports that aren't conventional American sports. And I've just been so surprised on the reach of this podcast and super proud of it. But yeah, that was my little rant. But that, guys, that is my holy grail of setting goals. Okay. What I did, the first thing I did before this new year started, I wrote down my goals. I followed this exact action plan. I wrote down all my goals for 2022. I put them above my whiteboard where I write all the things that I have to do each day. And I just look at them every single day. I look at them. And then I write my daily goals based on that action plan. Okay? This is what I'm doing. Okay? This is what people who are driven, who are motivated, and want to weave this thing, want to weave their hopes and dreams and aspirations into their identity. This is what they do, how to manifest our dreams, how to become the person that we want to be. Setting goals, okay? Setting goals properly is the way to do it. It's the roadmap to success. And I hope you guys really, really, you know, buy into this. All right, so that's setting goals. Now, we're gonna talk about habit building, okay? Habit building. Human beings act, think, and behave in accordance to what we believe to be true about ourselves. Okay, we're going to be talking a lot about how we can reward ourselves for habits, okay? How we can kind of influence ourselves through our environment each and every day, okay? By putting, you know, the things that we want. Yeah, I'm just going to get into it, okay? So I know you guys probably have your personal habits, all right? So what you like, maybe you want to eat better this new year. Maybe you want to, you know, get off your phone more. You want to be on your phone less. You want to travel more. You want to go on more hikes. You want to exercise more. Okay, we all have our personal habits. And the hard thing about habits is it's the hardest thing to do as human beings is break routine. Okay, and I've talked about this before. I made a whole podcast about habits. Okay, but just because it's a new year and, you know, most of you or some of you probably haven't listened to it, I'm going to talk about it again. But we need to kind of develop a reward system, okay, when we want to build good habits, when we want to build personal habits, okay? We need to kind of not punish ourselves, but not reward ourselves when we fall back into the same routine. We need to influence our environment in a way that makes it hard for us to fall back into the same pattern. Okay, we need to write our habits down. We need to like put more positive things in our environment. Okay, what I mean when we're talking about using our environment to influence our habits, I mean like say you go on your phone a lot, and the first thing that you do in the morning when you wake up is go on your phone. Okay, before you go to bed, a good way to influence your environment in terms of building good habits is to, what I did this morning, I actually did this this morning, is I put my phone on my desk instead of next to me when I sleep, so I had to get up, okay, and turn my alarm off, and I didn't go on my phone this morning, okay? So if you're trying to wake up at a certain time, that's a great thing to do. Influence your environment, okay? Have your clothes ready when you wake up in the morning, okay? If you, say you, like, play a lot of video games, maybe, like, take your computer or your console and put it in your closet. Maybe you eat too many processed foods. These are all personal habits, by the way. I'm going to get into kind of the necessary habits that I want you guys to adopt later, but these are kind of all the personal ones. Maybe you want to eat better and you have some, you know, processed food in your pantry. That's kind of your weakness. Put it in the back of the pantry or like throw it out. Influence your environment in a way that makes, you know, building good habits easier if you're committed to them. Okay, write them down. Write what you want to do each and every day down, all right? My habits are on my whiteboard right here. Eat diligently, meditate, read, visualize, exercise, be present, drink water. Those are the habits that I want to adapt in 2022, and they're right there for me to see each and every day when I wake up and get out of bed every morning, okay? I'm not saying I'm this perfect, you know, person, but I'm practicing good, like, kind of habits in order to improve myself personally, okay? So that's kind of what I mean when I'm talking about sticking to good habits and how hard it is to break routine. Reward yourself when you stick to good habits. Record every day that you worked out, or that you ate well, or you ate 3 times a day, or you drank a gallon of water. Write that down and get a little streak going, okay? And then reward yourself with something that you like to do each and every day after you've built that good habit, okay? These things are very crucial. That's how you break bad routines and build good ones, okay? So I talked about like personal habits that you guys might have, but these are some habits. I'm gonna talk about habits that I want you guys to adopt going into 22, and I deem them necessary habits, necessary for being successful, not only in your sport, but in your life as well, to improving your performance and improving your presence each and every day. I want you guys to start meditating. I want you guys to start visualizing. I want you guys to start setting goals and pursuing goals. And I want you guys to start practicing mindfulness and being present. Okay, that is my hope for you guys in 2022. Okay, that is my hope for myself in 2022. I'm going to try and do these things every day. So we're on this journey together. Okay, because you guys all know the fundamental like ethos of this podcast is mindfulness, is mental training, is taking care of ourselves. It's being present in the moment each and every day, because not only does it lead to good performance on the field, on the court, on the pitch, it leads to better well-being in life as a whole. Practice meditation, guys. I make countless podcasts. There's so many resources about it on the Instagram. You can message me about it. We can talk about it. I have videos for you. Okay. You can listen to previous podcasts. Practice visualization. Okay. Start manifesting your desired outcomes. Again, I have so many resources on it. Just message me. Okay. Set goals and pursue goals, guys. Practice mindfulness. That's all I have for you guys today. I hope everybody has a great year and a great week, and it starts today, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.